Let us pray. God of grace, you plant the mustard seed of your love in us. May it flourish and grow by your grace. May the sun of your word shine upon us. The water of your grace nourish us. The warm earth of Christ hold us and bless us to bring forth life in your name. Amen. The New Testament reading from 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 6. God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shown in our hearts also, so the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ will shine in our own faces as well. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. Therefore, we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. The word of God for the people of God. Please join me in the reading of the Psalter, a paraphrase from Psalm 20. May the Holy One be with you in all your struggles. May God grant your deepest desires. We rejoice at one another's giftedness. God will always be present with God's beloved. Some trust in power and accomplishments. Help us to trust this vision, O God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Mark's gospel in the fourth chapter. Jesus said, "The realm of God is as if someone scatters seed on the ground and sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. Sower doesn't know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. And when the grain is ripe, the sower sends in the sickle because the harvest has come." Then Jesus said, "Or what's another image I could use for the realm of God, a different parable? It's like a mustard seed that is the smallest of all the seeds when it's sown. But when it is sown, it grows and becomes this great shrub that sends out its branches, and the birds of the air come and make nests in its shade." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks be to God.
There is something wonderful and splendid and glorious in you. God has planted this garden full of seeds of God's grace in you. And it is growing all these gifts. They are all growing. Those seeds take many different forms, all these different spiritual gifts. Some of them are talents, things you can do. And maybe they're publicly visible, outlandish talents. Maybe you can walk a tightrope or play the trombone or bake a seven-layer cake. Maybe they're not so loud. Maybe you're a good listener, or you're forgiving or generous, or you really apprehend beauty deeply. Some of those seeds of God that are in you are not necessarily things that you can do. They might just be ways that you are called to live. And again, they might be big, huge things. Maybe you are called to go to Africa on a mission. Maybe it's something that you're going to take on for a long time. Maybe you're going to save the earth from global climate change. Maybe you're going to deal with homelessness. Maybe it's a small thing. Maybe it's just that you've been given the power and the grace to speak up when it's needed, or to help out when somebody needs help. All of these seeds of God are seeds of God's grace and glory and beauty and strength and power and wisdom, God's healing that are in you. So sometimes they might not be visible at all. It might just be who you are. A certain strength or beauty that's in you. Your perspective, your story, your memories, your questions, your doubts, your wounds, maybe even those are seeds that God has planted in you, and they grow. And they're not for your sake, they're for the world. All of these gifts, these spiritual gifts, are for the sake of the world. All of the seeds that we plant are not for the sake of the plant. They're so that they will provide beauty or nourishment to others. And we don't know what that might be like. We don't know how the seeds in our own lives grow up and bear fruit, and those fruits are scattered and they go to seed and bear other fruits. We're not given to see that. You don't know what witness that you bear will make a difference in somebody's life. What example that you provide will shape somebody's future. What word that you say will give somebody wisdom. You don't know, even as simple as a smile or a greeting in a doorway that's respectful and delighted and honors another person as God's beloved, even in a few syllables, you don't know how that might touch somebody's heart and change their lives in ways that leads them to do something that otherwise they wouldn't have done, which touches somebody else, which has a great effect in this world that you will never know. We don't know the immense value of these seeds that God has planted in us. But we know that they are divine. The God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in your hearts also, so that the light of God that shone in the face of Jesus will shine in your face. And we have these treasures in earthen vessels, plain clay pots. Because the treasure that's within is divine. The pot is just a pot. So we can never know. You can't see how these seeds grow. They're underground. They're unseen. They grow in darkness. But they are growing in your life, in your heart, right now. Gifts of God are growing. Jesus' parables are an invitation to be grateful, to trust, to notice, to watch, because you can't see until that first little blade comes up out of the ground. And even then, you don't know for sure until there is the stalk and then the head and then the full grain in the head. And when you see that harvest, when you see that the fruit is ripe, you give your gifts. So Jesus' parables are also an invitation to give. The sower sows the seed and then sleeps and rises. Night and day. Sleeps and rises. Gives and receives. Works and rests. Dies and is raised. It's in this surrender of ourselves to the rhythms and the seasons of our lives that this grace of God ripens in us, so that we know that those gifts are there, and we know when we're being called to give them. It's an invitation not only to pay attention, but to tend that garden. Pay attention to what feeds your soul. What nourishes those seeds of God in you? What tills the soil in your soul? What is it that feeds that soil so that those seeds can grow? It's not selfish or self-centered to attend to those seeds, to water them and care for them, to pull the weeds, to protect them, to watch them, so that you're ready to give. The presence of God has been sown in your lives, and you sleep and rise night and day, and the seeds sprout and grow. You do not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. And when the grain is ripe, you harvest. You send in the sickle. In Greek, that word in Mark, the sower apostles the sickle. Because you are an apostle. The harvest has come. The presence of God is like this mustard seed that looks so small, but it grows and becomes great, and the birds of the air make nests in the branches of God's grace in you. Something marvelous, something wonderful is growing in you. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we thank you for your grace. We pray that you will help us to tend to your seeds in us, that we ourselves may be seeds of you. God, for your great, mysterious, wonderful gifts, we give you thanks. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your word. and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.